kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Very busy mother and daughter team, Portia Pepich at Dolly Borbe. Magandang araw sa inyong dalawa. Good morning!
Hi!
Good morning!
What inspired you to start doing the mother and daughter tandem?
Actually, it's not only because of Portia. I have my eldest daughter. We've been doing that during the time when she was active with, I don't know if you remember Diaz Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter is under Diaz Foundation. And during that time, when she was doing dance, like pageant as well, what we do is not for the community. Like yung mga special occasions, like weddings. And that's how we started dancing sa mga weddings, mga friends na birthdays. And then when I see Portia, and she like dancing too, but she's more focused on singing.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, why don't we do this way? Especially, the trigger was when the Little Teen Glam, I think that was when
I remember. So we had, So we had someone from Lions Club. They were like, "Oh, we have like a, what is it called? A charity
event."
A charity event. And they were like, "Oh, can you two dance?" And like, we never danced before.
Yeah.
So, but we were like, okay. So we did it, and then other people started asking us, "Oh, can you dance for us?" So we're like, okay. Yeah. So we started doing it.
But we started in Little Teen Glam when it's, and I said, since it's for kids, why we just dance for them?
Yeah.
So I asked one of the young organizer, is it okay we dance, you know? So just to cater, para bang, for me, mother and daughter tandem is really nice to show it to people,
the kids,
for the kids. Tsaka makita nila, oh, mommy's dancing. So actually, I called it MD, what I call it, mother and daughter, like mumsy and bubs dance group. That's why I say MB dance group. And then that's the first time. And then when the Tumbalong Park's coming, I also asked them if we can perform. So because that's the only way now we can show, you know, to the community.
Yeah.
And hoping I can invite some more moms and, you know, mommy who can dance with the kids. Because it's nice, you know, that's the only way we can do bonding as well. You know, it's so fun when we are doing the dance steps, you know. And I think that's also opening yung bang time mo with your children.
Yeah,
it's a good bonding time too, when you practice, you know. And you can see that nade-develop more yung closeness ng mommy and, you know, the kids as well.
It's not just mommy telling children, oh, you should do this, you should do that. It's like, it's fun time for both of you.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, that's right.
So, pageants, singing, theatrical, dancing. What else do you want to do, Portia?
Wait, the list
and studies, yeah.
Yeah, studies. I don't know. Like,
you're just enjoying it.
Yeah, like for
at
now.
The moment,
like right now.
Instruments, I think the next one.
Yeah, so I actually play the instrument at school. I play the clarinet.
Yeah.
So last year at my primary school, they like, because like I just was new there, and they're like, "Hey, you're playing an instrument, here you go." And they gave me the clarinet. And what was funny, I used to watch SpongeBob a lot, and you know how, yeah, the Squidward guy who would always have like a clarinet, it looked so simple, and I was like, it's gonna be easy. Yeah. And then when I saw it, it was crazy. Like, there's so many buttons, and I was like, how am I gonna do this? And the funny thing was, they didn't really have like solo like teaching, so I kind of had to like teach myself, and there wasn't a lot of like clarinet players in the band, so I was like confused. But I eventually figured it out, and they played it in my school now. So now we had a full-on band, and we played like at what's it called, the assembly.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna do something else as well, but I'm really happy because taught myself basically how to play the clarinet. When I first got the clarinet, I remember going home and I went on. Yeah, and I went on YouTube.
It sounds like really, what's that?
It sounded really so bad. But I eventually figured out like the basic keys, and I'm still like that. Like, I still don't know everything. Obviously, I just learned 1 year. But I went on YouTube and I was like, how do you play these songs and stuff like that? And they showed like where you're supposed to put your fingers. And I was like, okay. So I did it and I ended up like kind of get it. But then, yeah, so now I've learned like probably like 10 songs.
Wow, that's
a lot. So yeah, and I'm really happy. And thanks to my singing teacher, Annie, she taught me how to play piano when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I eventually stopped, but I know, like, I knew the notes. So I was like, it's okay, it's easy, I know the notes, I just need to know like what to press and it's all good.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, the basic she knows.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Does mom sing?
She sings in church. She does music ministry, and she also sometimes like people invite her like, hey, do you want to sing? She's like, okay. Yeah. Like for birthdays, you know? And also what's it called? I forgot.
Like last year I was I sang at the Fakaes event in Randwick.
Okay.
Randwick Fiesta, and I was one of the MC as well. So I do sing. The problem with me is memorizing. I think everyone must probably having a hard time. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. So I do sing. I am very active. I do dance as well.
Yeah,
back so then. Did. So I think that's why Portia was...
Oh, she did ballroom dancing.
Yeah, I do ballroom dancing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I'm everything of what she's doing when I was young. So she got everything from me. Yeah, my it's they're all shared actually, and my oldest and my middle one. The oldest one she sing, the middle one
she's
dance.
One.
Yeah, she's the sporty one, the middle one. So they divided what I usually do. Yeah, everyone got it from me.
Yeah, also yeah. My dad's also like he's into music.
Yeah.
Like not the type that we kind of play, but he's into like rock music.
Yeah.
He plays the guitar as well, so he's pretty cool with that as well.
Mm.
He sings not a lot, but he sings like I know I could hear him sing sometimes
yeah,
when I'm at his house. He sings like the rock songs that he likes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fun. Also, about the thing about like remembering songs, I remember I think probably last year there was a time at church where they were saying, oh, do you want to go sing to my mom? And she's like, okay. And there was this song I think called 1,000 Years.
Yeah.
It took her like nearly a whole month to figure out the song. She played it so much time, like she played it so much on YouTube, like on her laptop. I already knew the words, like I already knew it.
Yeah,
and she was like, oh, what's the next lyrics? I'm like, I had to tell her, and I wasn't even the one supposed to learn the song. So I was like,
yeah.
You gotta remember the song.
Maybe mom is too busy thinking of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can memorize easily when it's a church song,
yeah,
mga Christian song, because I'm doing I'm a music ministry in the church too.
Yeah.
So I think I'm more ano ko sa mga songs like that. I like yung mga solemn song, yung mga
she
with meanings.
Yeah.
I'm the one choosing her songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she said, "Mom, can I sing this?" And then what's the lyrics? I wanna hear. I wanna
like,
see.
Like,
and when it comes to loving and stuff. How would you sing it? You don't even feel love with the parents, okay? But other than that, you know, I chose her song and the
yeah.
lyrics I have to scrutinize.
Those are lots of fun things that we are talking about, but we get a little bit of serious. Mahirap for you, Dolly, because you work as a community health nurse and you work in aged care, right?
Yeah.
You tend to all the needs of Portia. You go to all her activities. How do you manage your time?
Oh, my very best friend is my calendar. Sometimes, you know, not everything you can write it down,
yeah.
But I'll make sure if there is an invite for me and for her, because I sometimes do have my own thing. And if I have work, I'll make sure to I'll check first. It's how important is that show? if it's something that she needs to be there, if it's a big thing, you know, if it's something that she's not supposed to be there, it's fine, you know. So anyway, Koren, how big is the show? How important is it? And if it's really, really important, like her musical junior, she needs to be there, I make a time off. And I make sure I told my company that I won't be able to work, you know. It's a time management lang. Yeah. Time management. I won't be able to do it if I don't have a calendar. Without the calendar, literally, if you look at my mobile phone calendar there, it's almost full. And sometimes we have morning, we have afternoon. This is including my personal, my work, her shows, my own invites, and also my church thing. So first and foremost, we make sure that Sunday is not for anything. Our Sunday is always been our church. It's God's day, and it's always be our church. If for example, we have Bible study, we make sure we don't have anything to do on that day. So it's time management. At the same time, you have to weigh which one is you're supposed to be there or not to be there, you know. Not everything we go naman eh. So it's good. I was able to manage, and my time also with work. Yeah. So it's just time management lang talaga.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online, at mobile. Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.